Hello, everyone. My name is Sunny Jalabel, Jimmy Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as priest very soon. It's now time to stop finding issues for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Sunny Richard Adonai Hawkins, and I would like to serve you as a priest on very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters now entering the sanctuary. It's a privilege and honor to present to you Son of Israel, Yahaw Pockets.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. May all be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and one of you. The title of my speech is This Message Will Be Preached to All the World. Back in the days of the prophets, there were no radios and no freedom of religion back then. In fact, Yeshua and his disciples died trying to preach this message. It seems like the world hates those who teach righteousness. Please turn to Yochanan 7:7, found on page 822. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because of the testimony of being against it, that its works are evil. After the prophecy of the increase of knowledge came to pass in 1934, the message can be preached to all the world. Please turn to Daniel 12:4, found on page 684. And it says, "But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased." Yahweh is not going to let anyone else teach his message because they are all against Yahweh's laws. Pastor said in the 9th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 21, verse 67, "If everyone had the authority to teach, this would be the most mixed up mess in the world right here, because they would be teaching to all sorts of mixtures of righteousness and evil. So he said, follow this person, you must believe into that person in order not to be confused with the mixture of every thought." For my last scripture, please turn to Matthew 24, verse 14. "And this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come." We are learning what to teach, we can teach what we have learned, and teach all nations the righteousness of Yahweh. With that, may Yahweh bless your understanding, and let's move to the next speaker.
Deacon Yada Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. And the title of my speech would be "The Prophecies Concerning Disease and Epidemics is Being Unveiled." I'd like to start with an article from the World Health Organization. And this was done couple of years ago, and it says, "As to the sufficient amounts of safe and nutritious food." Okay, keep that in mind. The safe and nutritious food is a key to sustaining life, and that's very important to us in these last days, because we've been told what to eat and what not to eat, and we really need to pay attention to the great witness, Israel Hawkins, on what he tells us what to do and not to do with various meats out there. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on, maybe not today, but I just want to show you these pictures once again to instill it into your minds. I'll get this down here. This is all tuberculosis. I don't know how to bring that down. Okay. And that was in the deer. And this is also in the deer, too. This is underneath the rib cage. Okay. And then I left off with some pictures. As you can see, you got bovine tuberculosis microbes and bacteria. And then you got the prion microbes and the bacteria, the polio microbes, bacteria, the CWD microbes and bacteria. And I'll be covering some of that down the road on the CWD. And the human TB microbes and bacteria, and the STD microbes and bacteria. And if you look at that, they all resemble the same pattern. This is a journal, and it's a rather lengthy journal that I just highlighted some of the key points in it. And the molecular, because I really didn't know what these words meant or even hardly trying to pronounce them. And molecular is the relating to or cause of molecules. And the pathological is caused by involving disease. And the epidemiology, the branch of medicine dealing with disease in large population and with detection of the source and cause of epidemics and infectious disease. And if you remember, that was brought out a few Sabbaths ago about the infectious disease. And I want to hit on a couple of these that I've highlighted in that journal. And this was 5/29/17. And it says, not only is bovine tuberculosis capable of infecting all animals and men subject to spongiform. You all remember what spongiform is. And if you go back to these little pictures here, they all connect. Eating infected meat could transmit bovine tuberculosis. Meat from tuberculosis animals are constituting a sufficient risk to humans if available for consumption. With regard to bovine tuberculosis, anyone handling or consuming meat from an infected animal is at risk of contracting this disease. And it says here, by the turn of the 20th century, 25% of many U.S. deaths from TB in adults were caused by the M. bulbus, which is tuberculosis. It is the greatest concern in cattle, even though it can occur in humans and many domesticated and wild animal species, including goats, swine, and sheep. The M virus is an important factor in human tuberculosis. And it goes on to say, it is an astounding finding because we never would have dreamed that amyloid and prions are the same. And keep that amyloid in mind, because that's another part that I'll be covering, Yahweh willing, later on. And they had a discussion here towards the end of this article. It says, spongiform and other pathological changes similar to mad cow were found in goats with the clinical symptoms of scrapie, who fell ill with signs of central nervous system lesions in the brain. You see how all these intertwine? There's a lot going on. And it's very serious what is being exposed right now. And it goes on and says, the existence of common tuberculosis were found in other infectious disease yielding similar brain lesions were excluded. And scrapies, first sheep flocks, can become infected on pastures where outbreaks of scrapies has been observed before. These findings point to a sustained continuance in the environment, notably in the soil. Detectable infectious prions, here we go with prions, which is the same thing we got going on here. Scrapies, DWD, has been reported in the feces of sheep both in the terminal and early stages of the disease, suggesting the prions were likely to be shed into the environment throughout the course of the disease. So, just like it was brought out, it's in the environment, it's passed through the air. The length of time it takes for sheep or goats to develop scrapies is usually 18 to 24 months. A slow course, which is not unusual in the progression of CWD tuberculosis, and that's what we're going to be hitting on later on, is that CWD. TB in children not only made standard treatments less effective, but created a disease with a gradual onset and a slow accumulation of cerebral damage. Well, there you go. Cerebral, that's the spinal cord. This was made CWD tuberculosis more difficult to diagnose months to years before it was full spectrum damage became obvious. The scrapies agent, surprisingly high resistance to formula as well as high heat. So you can't do nothing with that. And this is from the CDC. I'm just going to touch on this because it's pretty, I don't have that much time. But tuberculosis, this was last year from the CDC. Tuberculosis is one of the world's deadliest diseases. 1/4 of the world's population is affected with TB. And in the sixth book of Israel, 12:30-06, Pastor touches on this, that tuberculosis is on the rise and about 2 billion are infected with tuberculosis globally. And that was clear back in 06. So you see who's been inspired to bring this out and how the scientists right now are starting to bring this out and revealing it. Okay? And I'd like to leave you with one more picture because my time is already gone. Yes? Tuberculosis parasite. Okay? So with that, if y'all would please stand. I'd like to introduce the next speaker, the great Deacon Asaph Michael Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, saints of Yahweh. You can be seated. Peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We're going to be continuing in Yahweh's hidden codes, also known as the Bible codes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you really quickly, explain a little bit about what the Bible codes are. The Bible codes are a series of characters that come up with a certain amount of characters in between, and they call that a skip. So what it is you'll have one letter, then you'll count off however many letters, like it could be 10, it could be 3, it could be 150, it could be 300 characters to the next letter. And it's always even and equal to each character. Now, people have said that the Bible codes, oh, you know, it's random, but it's not. If it was random, it would be from one character to the next, it would be, let's say, 12 characters. Then the next letter to the next letter would be 50 characters. So that would be random, and it could be proven that it's not real. But it's always a certain number of letters between each character. From one character, there's a certain number of characters to the next, and it's always the same. And so what we have here, okay, this is just kind of a brief explanation. You might want to zoom in a little bit. So, yeah, come on. There. Okay. Okay, so what we have, this is like opposite. Okay, so like you'll have one character here, and this is just an example, and then you'll count off 10, and every 10th character would be the next letter. 10, 10, and then 10. And that's the way it works. It counts off. You have a count between each one. Now, that's just an example of 10 characters, every 10th character. It could be spread out like all this to this next one, all this to the next one, all this to the next one. And they call that a skip, or skipping letters to the next relevant character to spell the word. Well, we started, I got a few searches going on, but the other night I decided to look up 1934. And 1934 in the Hebrew year, it doesn't go like the Roman 1933, 1934. It starts with the Day of Atonement to a Day of Atonement. So it would correspond to 1933 to 1934, which pastor's conception and birth are both involved in that. And it's the Hebrew year 5694. Now, the bulk of this code was from Zechariah 3:9 to Zechariah 8:6. And you might want to write those down for your notes and look them up because it's really interesting. Zechariah 3:9 to Zechariah 8:6, with the main part of the code being in Zechariah 5:11. And that reads, Zechariah 5:11, "And he said to me, to build the house of Yahweh according to the standard of perfection sent by Yahweh's laws in a Babylonian land which does not yet exist. And it will be established at that time when the two witnesses are called out to their work as the established place, the habitation of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh." So that's where the bulk of this code for 1933 to 1934 came out, where the work of the house of Yahweh in these last days with our great teacher Yisroel Hawkins and our great high priest Yahshua Messiah are doing the work. So let's get into this. There was so, what I did is I just let the program just go. I typed in the Hebrew year and just let it go, and it just started. There was so much stuff in there that I couldn't put all of it in because it would be just like tons of codes in there that are brought forth. But the ones that I did wrote that I wrote down for everybody to see are very interesting. Let's start with this one. Okay. What we have right here, right there. Let me see if I can get my pen. Point a little better here. Right here is 1933 to 1934. Okay? Then we're going to jump to this one right here, which is interesting, which is quartet, connected to 1933 and 1934. And that's because the whole situation with the quartet was brought out by Yahweh's house and what it is and what it represents by the last day's work. And connected to the quartet is universal. Okay, so you have 1933 to 1934, quartet, and universal. Now, we also have over here scorching, as in a scorching heat, which is going to take place in these last days. Scorching. Okay, now let's start and look at some of these really great ones that Yahweh revealed. Right here is Abel. There's Abel. And the work at Abel is going on, and it's going to be going on when the scorching burning and scorching heat takes place. Up here you have Yisroel. That's Yisroel right there. Okay. Connected to that is Zerubbabel. And connected to that is perfection and unity. Perfection and unity. Yisroel, Zerubbabel, perfection and unity. Down here, we have priests, priests, and over here, we have seventh. Now, if we go to the other side, which is extended to, We have, right here, we have Yahshua. Over here, across from Yahshua, we have High Priest. High Priest, Yahshua, High Priest. And also we have right here Zechariah, which is where they were all found. This code in particular, this readout, this matrix. Zechariah. Okay, so we have Yahshua, High Priest, Zechariah. Over here we have prophetic. Now this was interesting, and I asked Pastor about it. I had mentioned to Pastor, and I asked one of the priests. He said, well, it's in these last days. We have Hail Bop. Hail Bop was in there. So it's like, so, and there's more to it, and there'll be more to come. And of course, this matrix wouldn't be complete without Yahweh's name being in there also. Now, so what I did is I thought, okay, 1933 to 1934, I said, a certain person's name has got to be in there. So instead of letting the computer look for the name, I decided just to type the name in and look for it and see if it was there. And sure enough, it was. And it was connected to Yisrael's name. And right here is Maggie. Maggie connected to Yisrael Hawkins. And that was the last one I looked for. Now, so that's the codes. So Maggie was the last thing I looked for. There's probably much, much more in there, and there'll be more to come. Now, the Hebrew year that corresponds to 1933 to 1934 is 5694. So last night I was going over everything, and I thought I would look up that number in the Strong's, and this is where it gets really interesting. 5694 in the Hebrew means an earring or earrings or ornaments of beauty. But it's the same as it's the word ajil, and it's the same as the word ajal, which means a baby male calf. And a baby buffalo is called a baby calf. So in the codes, we show the work, which the bulk of it was in the book of Zechariah. And all these words were right around Zechariah 5:11 about the work taking place. It discusses Yahshua, our high priest, working together with our overseer, Yisrael Hawkins. They're priests working together at a time when the quartet and the universal church is trying to destroy Yahweh's work. And of course, Yisrael and Zerubbabel are perfection and unity. Yisrael Hawkins and his work is perfection and unity. And it's going to be at a time the work at Abel will be taking place where there's a scorching heat that's going to burn the earth and destroy four-fifths of mankind. And we see that in 1933 to 1934, there was a wonderful woman who brought forth a son with the help of Yahweh, and her name was Maggie. And she brought forth a man who would one day be the great white buffalo. And at that time, he was a baby male calf. So if you all please stand. Have a wonderful Sabbath, everybody. Yahweh bless you. And at this time, I have the honor to turn over to a great priest and a dear friend, the great Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. All right. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Very exciting day. Today, we're gonna go over. Can I have my first slide? This will give it away. Is it up there? There we go. We're going to talk about the book of Yahweh has been restored. Search it out and read. Okay, now go ahead and open your first page of your book of Yahweh. Just open the cover. And you'll notice stamped in every book of Yahweh, it says, search out the book of Yahweh and read, Isaiah 34:16. Now, if you'll notice I don't have my glasses. What did I do with my glasses? Can I get my glasses? The first gematria there on that cover there, it says the book of Yahweh is back, 1074. Okay, that kind of gives you a clue on who brought it back, which we'll be talking about. And also it says he published Yahweh, 1074. He published Yahweh. I found him, never mind. Okay, let's have the second slide. Here's the picture of the tag number that you need to be focusing on. Remember, I know we've heard a lot about 1074 because he restored the book of Yahweh, or the BOY as we call it, the acronym. BOY, 1074. Can I have my next slide? Because there's another number there that we need to look at, because it goes to a scripture. That number 979 is revealing what's in the book of Yahweh on page 979, and it goes like this. It's Revelation 12:17 says, "And the dragon was enraged with a woman and went to make war with those who forsook her seed being those who keep the laws of Yahweh and have the testimony of Yahshua Messiah." Now notice the gematria of the laws of Yahweh, as we know, is 1074, but look at the testimony of Yahshua Messiah, 1934. Wow. Now you'd heard the great deacon just got done telling you, Yahshua is working with our great pastor, Zechariah. Remember, this work didn't start till that baby buffalo was born in 1934, okay? We're gonna continue on that theme. Have my next slide. The seventh book of Israel, part one, chapter, I can't read that, it's kind of, but I'm sure you can read it. I think it's an eight. He says, "But here is the priest we have, having boldness to enter the most holy place by the blood of Yahshua Messiah, but only by Yahshua Messiah." You know, those who Revelation says, "Blessed are those who keep the commandments and have the testimony of Yahshua Messiah." We're the only ones that have that testimony. The only ones on earth that have the testimony. Yahshua is high priest over the house of Yahweh only. And we've got to get that into our mind, okay? There is no other work. And now notice, the testimony of Yahshua Messiah, that second number is 2106, and it means cornerstone. So it's showing you the Yahshua is the cornerstone of this house. And that cornerstone in gematria is 1074 as well. Let's go to the next slide. In the 16th book, 41, verse 77, it says, Revelation 5:5. Now get this. "But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Yada, the root of David, has overcome to open the scroll and to release its seven seals.'" So who's doing this, and who is he doing it for? Remember Zechariah 6. Remember the branch, okay? And Yahshua beholding the branch. "Let them work together." They'll be working together. Hebrews 10:21 says, Yahshua is high priest over the house of Yahweh. What he's teaching, the laws of Yahweh. Hebrews 10:16, yes, it's all given. It's here a little and there a little. So notice, Yahshua is the high priest over the house of Yahweh, 24:24. "I will put my laws into their hearts," quoting Hebrews 10:16. Notice, there's that number 24:24 again. And notice who it's revealing. It's Yahshua. That's your high priest, okay? These numbers aren't lying. We don't make these numbers up. We're putting this in the gematria, and these are the numbers that are coming up, and they're coded to strong, showing you the name of the Messiah, Yahshua. Now notice, they work together, great Father Yahweh, the great high priest over the house of Yahweh, Yahshua Messiah, and Pastor Israel Hawkins, 1074. Okay, that's the unity there. Can I have my next slide? In Zechariah 8:9 and 10, it says, "This is what Yahweh of hosts says, 'Let your hands be strong, you who hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh of hosts was laid, that the temple might be rebuilt.'" Verse 10, "For before those days there was no reward, salvation from Yahweh for man, because the mouths of the ones to preach the reward or salvation were silent. Neither was there any peace because of the enemy who turned every man against his brother." Now remember that the Vatican stole the book of Yahweh in 70 AY and they kept it hidden and concealed, okay? So there was no one to preach because you have to be sent to preach, number one. We're going to see that here in a minute. And the book was hidden. It was concealed. It was stolen and hidden away. Can I have my next slide? By the way, is my salvation, 1074. So Daniel 12:8-9 says, "So I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, 'Oh, my ruler, what will be the end of these things?' But he said, 'Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up.'" You know, that term closed up means they're shut away, they're hidden, they're concealed, okay? Not by Yahweh. Now, Yahweh allowed it to take place, but somebody stole them and they hid them away, okay? He says, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." Well, when did that time start? 1934. Yes, Daniel showed that the words of the book would be sealed till the time of the end, because the people of the prince spoken of in Daniel 9:26, the Roman army, came in and destroyed Jerusalem, moving the temple of Yahweh and its artifacts, including the book of Yahweh, to Rome, and they kept the book of Yahweh shut up, hidden, and concealed in the Vatican. Okay? And there's the proof. They gave themselves away on the Arch of Titus. Okay? You know, it's kind of like writing on your desk. Bill was here in 1926 or whatever. Well, you gave yourself away. You told on yourself that you wrote on that desk. Well, they told on their self that they stole all these artifacts. There it is. Now, remember I said, you cannot preach unless you're sent by Yahweh. There was no reward being preached because there was no one to preach salvation before 1934. Let's prove it. Can I have my next slide? Romans 10, okay, this is verse 5, I believe. It says, how can they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? That's word for word. And notice the number, 1934. Okay, 1934. Unless they're called and chosen to preach, they can't do it. And the pastor was born on 8/28/34. There's his birth certificate. Okay, the proof is there. Can I have my next slide? Now, the book of Revelation was written in 96 AY, 26 years after they stole the book of Yahweh. And in Revelation 1:1 says, the revelation of Yahshua Messiah, which Yahweh gave to him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it through his Moloch to his servant Yochanan. Now, 96 after Yahshua is word number, it's number 1893, and 1893 means Abel. Okay, you see there? It means Abel, because that's who it was written for. Okay, 1934 is when these seals are beginning to be released. Now notice 1893 in Greek means of a time afterwards, like after. Not in Yahshua's time, not in when this revelation was written in 96, but a time to come. Can I have my next slide? And here's the Moloch Yahshua sent. Okay, the Moloch Yahshua sent is 1074. And here's who he signified it through. 1074. Okay, you see the numbers? They're not being fudged. Okay, no one's copying and pasting. Do it yourself. Okay? And there's the man. I like that picture. That was taken probably around the time the book of Yahweh was restored to us. Restored. Can I have my next slide? Now, back to Revelation 12:17, we're still talking about. It's a group that keep the laws of Yahweh and have the testimony of Yahshua. Now, that word have the testimony is the word holding also. It's taken out of interlinear there. It shows it means holding. Now, that word number is 2192, and it means to have and to have, to own, or possess. Look, hold testimony. Who holds testimony? 1074. Okay? Well, that might not be enough, right? Can I have my next slide? We also have the copyright on this book. Okay, you can open any book of Yahweh and you'll see what's written right here. Copyright. Yisrael Hawkins, by Yisrael Hawkins, elder and overseer of the House of Yahweh, Abilene, Texas. Put that in gematria and whose number comes up? Yeah, that's right. 1074. Okay? And also, he is the elder and overseer. 1074. Can I have my next slide? The next definition in 2192, part B, it says, used of those joined to any one of the bonds of natural blood or marriage or friendship or duty or law, etc., of attendance or companionship. Remember, 1074 means a people possessing similar character and characteristics, a race or stock of a certain begetting, a family. This is talking about those that are being made in Yahweh's image, in Yahweh's character. In Genesis 1:26, he says he's going to make man in his true character. Could he do it without this? Could you do it without this? No, you couldn't do it with the King James. You'd be made in the character of God. Yahweh was not in it, okay? So who's making man in my image? 1074. Who's of similar character? 1074. Can I have my next slide? The next part in 2192, the definition means to lay hold of a thing, to adhere or cling, to be closed, to closely join to a person or a thing. Well, notice the definition of 1934, one of the definitions means to cleave. That means to join closely. It means to do. Do what? Do the work. Doing the work. Doing the work together. Joining this work and working. Notice it also means labor. Well, who's Yahweh's laborers? 1074, that's your tag. That's your tag. Okay, that's all of our tag. You're doing the work. That's your tag. Can I have my next slide? The next part of the 2192, notice, begin to amend. Begin to amend. Well, the word amend means to put right, to restore something in its right order. Well, what were they working on? The book of Yahweh, to restore it to its proper reading, proper titles, proper names, proper sentences, and so on and so forth. To put right, to change or modify something for the better. Okay, that's what they did with the book of Yahweh in 1987. Can I have my next slide? Notice, it also means eat. Eat. Now, in the 16th book, it says, yesterday we got to Revelation 10:9 that tells the seventh messenger to eat the book. Now, listen to me closely, because Yahweh says in Genesis 2, don't eat the book of the mixture. Well, what was the book of the mixture? It's called the New International Version. It's called the King James. It's called the whatever other version. It's a mixture of righteousness and evil. You don't get that here. You get the pure word here. Notice he says, don't eat it, the book and the mixture. Remembers Genesis 2:16. He says, don't eat the mixture. He tells us to eat this one book. That is the tree of life, the book of the tree of life, the book of Yahweh. He said, he commanded the man, okay, don't eat the other one or you're going to die. Can I have my next slide? Notice, he's quoting this here, Revelation 10:1, where it says, there's a mighty Moloch that comes from heaven. Verse 2, and he had a little book open in his hand. You can take that little out of there. It's talking about a book, okay? The little's to deceive, okay? It means a book this Moloch had in his hand. And notice verse 10. And I took the little book out of the Moloch's hand and I ate it up. Notice the gematria. And I took the little book out of the Moloch's hand and ate it up. 1987. Oh, really? Wasn't that when this was published? Okay, open it up. If you don't believe it, look at the copyright. The first date says 1987. It's on your first page. Okay? That's the book that we need to eat. We need to eat it. It's going to taste, like he says, it was sweet as honey in my mouth, and as soon as I had eaten it, my stomach was bitter. Notice, who eats the book of Yahweh? 1074, that's you if you're eating it. If you eat it, you belong to that tag. You are tagged. Can I have my next slide? And Pastor says in the 17th book, chapter 36:51, he says, this shows the power of Yahweh through this whole thing. He protected his prophecies. He protected every one of them and put them together. In 1987, he gave them to his house with his name. We're the only ones on earth who reverence his name. And notice, you load that in the gematria, drop the zero, and you get 1074. You see that? And who has the Father's name, have the Father's name? 1074. Wow, what a coincidence. Well, let's see. Can I have my next slide? Matthew 24:14, it says we need to preach. That's the commission of the house of Yahweh. This message will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come. And then in Yochanan Mark 13:10, he says, but the message must first be published throughout all nations. So you see, preach and publish? Whose birth date is there? 828, press room? 828, the press room where these books of Yahweh were made, where the work of Yahweh is still located, that first work. Hey, don't get fooled. The work of Yahweh is still taking place in Abilene, okay, in that press room. It's never stopped. That work has continued. Can I have my next slide? Habakkuk 2:2 says, so Yahweh answered me and he said, write the vision, engrave it clearly upon tablets. on tablets. Well, what does that mean? Well, notice, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it's speaking right now, okay? Notice what, engrave it clearly upon tablets, pastor's tag, 322? Really? And if you add up all those numbers, you get Moloch, 4398. It means messenger, a prophet. And 4390, when you add it up, 4398, 4398 in the Greek means prophet. Well, who are you looking at right there? Who are you looking at? Who did he tell it to engrave it? Well, how did he engrave it? On plates. Next slide. Remember what he told us about the A.B. Dick 9850 printing press? Notice the word plates or tablets means plates, like a printing press. Okay? Now, look, the gematria is 1074 for that A.B. Dick 9850. What a coincidence, right? Well, that 9850 is pointing to something. Now, remember my prophetic rule. Drop the zero, right? Drop that zero off 9850, and let's go to the next slide, and let's check out page 985 of the Book of Yahweh. Okay, now, you know this book has 986 pages, right? You ever seen that? Have you ever tried turning it upside down? Turn it upside down. Go ahead and turn that last page of the Book of Yahweh upside down and read the number upside down. And you're going to see 986. You can read it 986 upside down, and you can read it up 986 upside right. You know why? Because that word 986 means confidence, hope, and trust. It's also the average temperature of a human being, right? If you don't want to get sick, then eat this book, and your temperature won't rise like the earth's. Can I have my next slide? Oh, no, this one. Stay here. Stay here. Notice, page 985 of the Book of Yahweh, the number 3416. Well, isn't that what's stamped in every book? Isaiah 34:16, search out the Book of Yahweh and read. But I'm going to show you what's on page 986 here in a minute. Can I have my next slide? The second number in page 985 of the Book of Yahweh is 2694, and it means middle, and then it means trumpeter. Well, who's the seventh trumpeter? 828. He's number seven, 1074. Can I have my next slide? The third number in page 985 of the Book of Yahweh is the number 449. Well, on page 449 of the Book of Yahweh, it talks about, behold, I have come to do your great will, or your will, O great Yahweh, in the volume of the book it is written of me. Notice, in every Book of Yahweh, it talks about the volume of the book. You have the volume of the book one and the volume of the book two. Can I have my next slide? Add all those numbers up in page 985 of the Book of Yahweh, and you get 6559, and it means to break through breaches, overflow, spread abroad, distributed, press everywhere, breach, increase. Remember Isaiah 58:12, the repairers of the breach, the restorers of streets to dwell in? That's us. Can I have my next slide? But what's on page 985 of the Book of Yahweh? Well, it's Revelation 22:10, which says, do not seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Okay, remember that 985, 9850 press, A.B. Dick. Do not seal the sayings is 3072 of this book. And remember, that's Yahweh Zitkenu. That's 1074. Okay, that's pastor's tag. Can I have my next slide? You also see the number 512. Well, remember, 512, I'm in full control. Notice, 512, I'm in full control. Yahweh's tag again, 322. And 3127, the other number means tender branch. Comforter? Now notice, in Yochanan 14 in the Book of Yahweh, it says, the way, the truth, and the life. I got to get this in here. It says, let's look at the gematria. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The third number, do not seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book, is 2318, or 20, I'm sorry, 2320, and it's from 2318, and it means, notice, it means to restore. to be new, to renew, to repair, to restore. Remember, the book of Yahweh was restored. And notice, if you put in the words new, renew, and repair, it's word 2210, or it's number 2210. Isn't that the scripture we're looking at? Revelation 2210? The breach repairs, 1074. Can I have my next slide? So in chapter 14 of the book of Yahweh, it says the way, truth, and life. Isn't this the way, truth, and life right here? The book of Yahweh? Notice the gematria, 1987, when this book was written, 1987. Can I have my next slide? The second number in the way, truth, and life is 1320, and it means to preach and publish. Messenger, to bring great news. Isn't that what this is? Isn't that what they done? Can I have my next slide? Notice the third number in the way, truth, and life. It's 220 and it goes to 717 and it means gathered. Remember Isaiah 34:16? Search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will be neglected, for it's written, Yahweh's their shepherd, they shall not want, for his mouth has commanded it and his spirit has gathered them. Okay, I'm on my last couple slides. Can I have my next one? Okay, here he says in the 17th book, 37:36, he says, well, Yahweh saw to it that they did. Since he gave the law, search out the book of Yahweh and read, Yahweh had to produce the book of Yahweh to keep that law and prophecy. In 1987, it came back to life again. Notice, 1987 AY, search out the book of Yahweh and read, a law and prophecy could now be fulfilled by everyone, 1074. Wow, what a coincidence, right? Can I have my next slide, my last slide? In the 16th book, Pastor says, sentence of acquittal, a restored name. Remember the stone where it says, written in the stone, a restored name, Yahweh written? We're famous right now in heaven and earth for putting out this book here called the Book of Yahweh. Yahweh written. That's our name. Oh, that's the people that got the Book of Yahweh. They put out the Book of Yahweh in 1987. That number means something. You should look it up. It means it's restored. You know, just like the calendar is restored. Remember it said 2318 in that word? It meant restore. And on 2318, they put up the new calendar on the internet. On 2318, the restored calendar. Remember that? Now notice, I restored the name, 1074. I restored the name Yahweh, 1934. He made the name known, 1074. Can you deny this? No, you can't. Okay, so if you'd all please stand, you need to eat this book. Eat this book, this beautiful book of Yahweh that was given and restored to us. I'm sorry I went a little bit over time, but if you'd all please stand, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. And at this time, I'd like to present to you the great Gohan Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom. Please be seated. I need for you today to turn first to Isaiah chapter 34, verse 2 on page 550 in the book of Yahweh. By the way, may the peace of Yahweh be with everyone. Please turn to Isaiah 34, verse 2. I've got two scriptures I want to cover today, and I'm going to have some images to show you. Now, this one doesn't have an image, but the next one will. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them, Karim. He has delivered them over to the slaughter. Sounded to me like he was playing golf and he missed a shot or something. He's huffing and puffing and griping. Maybe sitting in his corner somewhere sulking, you know, a can of beer on one side and a piece of pork to feel sorry for himself on the other. That's about what Jesus' followers would tell you. They'll tell you that the pig has been cleansed, even though the prophet said, doesn't matter how you wash that pig, he's going back to the mud and whatever ooh is in it. The word indignation that is written in Isaiah 34, verse 2, is translated from the Hebrew word katsaf. This word is listed on page 1125 of volume 3 of the Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament by Koehler and Baumgartner, which shows this word means judgment. The word fury. Oh, he's ready to breathe fire from heaven unto you. That is written in Isaiah 34, verse 2. It's translated from the Hebrew word hamah. This word is listed on page 456 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means zeal. In other words, get serious. The word upon that is written in Isaiah 30, verse 2, is translated from the Hebrew word ol. That's ayin lamed. Pronunciation is ol. This word is listed on page 599 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word means because of or against. So this is what Isaiah 34, 2 is saying. For the judgment of Yahweh is against all nations, and he will become zealous because of all their armies. In other words, it's time to get serious. It says they will be utterly destroyed. They'll destroy themselves in many cases. They have been delivered over to the slaughter. Yahweh didn't do it. They did it to themselves, just like Pastor had said. So that's what this thing is saying. For the judgment of Yahweh is against all nations. You don't follow him, the judgment is you're not going to make it. And he will not relent. For you are a priesthood forever after the order of Melchizedek. He will not relent. He will be zealous. They are utterly destroyed. They will destroy themselves. They have been delivered over to the slaughter. You don't serve Yahweh. All you want to do is kill or get killed anyway. We are for peace, as the psalmist said, but they are for war. Now, turn to page 977. Here's the big one. 977 in your book of Yahweh, there's a Revelation 10, verses 8 through 11. Revelation 10, 8 through 11. Now get them ready. Yep, almost ready. And the voice which I heard, not page, Revelation, I'll try to get this right. Revelation 10, verses 8 through 11. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is opened in the hand of the Moloch who stands upon the sea and upon the earth. That doesn't mean he's got 1 foot on a continent and 1 foot, you know, in the sea. It means, in other words, it doesn't matter where you are. You're on a boat in the sea, you're overseas, or you're in a big nation like this one, the word is going out to you. And I went to the Moloch and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it and eat it up, for it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be sweet as honey in your mouth. That sounds like some of the cough medicine I used to take. And I took the little book out of the Moloch's hand and ate it up. And it was sweet as honey in my mouth, and as soon as I had eaten it, my stomach was bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and languages and kings. Okay, put in number one, please. Right there where I can see it. The words little book that are written in Revelation 10 verses 8 through 10 are translated from the Hebrew word safar. This word is listed on page 732 of Gesenius Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Edward Robinson, which shows this word means the book of Yahweh. The sacred book, the sacred books, the scriptures. And there it is. Gesenius says, look at it. Now, he spelled it wrong, or should I say the translator spelled it wrong. But right there, the book of Yahweh. The word Moloch that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, is translated from the Hebrew word Moloch. We kept it pronunciation. This word is listed on page 813 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means a messenger, the one sent. The word stands that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, is translated from the Hebrew word omad. This word is listed on page 1063 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means to stand up, to speak. The word upon that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, is translated from the Hebrew word ol. This word is listed on page 1048 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament of Julius I, which shows this word means to speak to the heart. In other words, when we tell you something up here, may Yahweh move you to take it to heart. The word see that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, is translated from the Hebrew word yim. This word is listed on page 574 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament of Julius I, which shows this word means a sea of people. The word and in the phrase and upon the earth that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, is translated from the Hebrew conjunction wa. This word is listed on page 233 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word means even. Put on number two. The word earth that is written in Revelation 10, verse 8, and look at the screen, is translated from the Hebrew word aratz. This word is listed on page 81 of Gesenius Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Samuel Tregelis, which shows this word means the whole creation. Not just the earth, everything that exists. The words eat it up that are written in Revelation 10, verse 9, and the words ate it up that are written in Revelation 10, verse 10, are translated from the Hebrew word akal. This word is listed on page 84 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament, which shows this word means to devour words, that is, to receive these words greedily. Is that not what you're doing here? I hope these things didn't get glued together. There they are. The word mouth that is written in Revelation 10:9 and 10:10, that is written in 10, those two scriptures, is translated from the Hebrew word pha. This word is listed on page 1116 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament, Julius I, which shows this word means speech or a speaker. The word stomach, that is in the phrase stomach bitter, that is written in Revelation 10:9, and the phrase stomach was bitter, that is written in Revelation 10:10, is translated from the Hebrew word batan. This word is listed on page 86 of a Hebrew, a compendious and complete Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Benjamin Davies, which shows this word means the heart. The word bitter, that is written in Revelation 10, verse 9, and 10, verse 10, is translated from the Hebrew word mar. This word is listed on page 861 and 871 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means to be bitter, to embitter, to be hostile, violent, to attack as an enemy. The word again, or again, that is written in Revelation 10, verse 11, is translated from the Hebrew word shub. This word is listed on page 1350 of the Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means to repeat. So this is what Revelation 8, verses 10, Revelation 10, verses 8 through 11 is saying. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the book of Yahweh, which is opened in the hand of the Moloch, who has been sent to be the spokesman, who stands up to speak to the hearts of many people, even all creation. And I went to the Moloch and said to him, give me the book of Yahweh. And he said to me, take it and diligently receive Yahweh's words. They will make the hearts of many bitter, but they will be like sweet honey coming from your mouth. I pray to Father Yahweh, that is exactly what is coming to pass. And I took the book of Yahweh out of the Moloch's hand, and I received Yahweh's words, and they were like sweet honey when they came from my mouth. But as soon as many had received these words of Yahweh, the hearts of many were made bitter, and they became violent, and they attacked. You remember the pastor saying that we are the most despised people in the world. And the psalmist said, we are small, yet despised. And he said to me, you must prophesy again and again before many peoples and nations and languages and kings. And has pastor not been doing that for a very long time? That is the point. The book of Yahweh is back. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And I turn the services over to the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins. Look at you.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Looking into the news is something to truly consider with what we see going on in California with these fires. And think about this. You work your whole life to invest in a nice house, buy nice cars, buy nice things. And then through the instance of power lines or other, you know, incidences that take place beyond your control, you lose it all in a day. And the report last night, there's still over 1,000 people unaccounted for. They can't find. They're finding bodies, you know, in these houses where people didn't escape. Some couldn't escape. But think about this. Their investment, they put their whole life in something that was lost in an instant. It wasn't there. It was gone. And imagine if you do survive and you worked your whole life and now you're 70 and got to start over again. What a miserable life. But if you invest it in something that lasts forever, like Yahweh's house, it can never be taken because the gates of hell will not prevail against this. This is the only place that will not be a nuclear burning, is in this house of protection. And of course, that's not a nuclear burning, but it is showing how things can be lost very quickly. And then, of course, the shooting that took place at a California nightclub. I think there's a mother there who she describes it best when she tells people, "I don't want your prayers," speaking to those in the world, because remember, they pray to the dead. There's nothing that's coming forth. And she says she wants action. Along with some other people, they want action. Well, of course, it's the keeping of the law is the only thing that can change this way of thinking. You know, this atmosphere, this firmament that we see, it's the laws of Yahweh. And that's literally what these people are wanting, is to change a way of thinking, change a way of behaving. And they know that these prayers are as worthless as the preachers who stand up and preach on their Sunday that they give them these lessons. And then we go into this teacher who got frustrated with a student. Now, the student was calling him a lot of derogatory names, racial slurs, and the teacher finally loses it, and you'll see the teacher literally just, you'll see it for yourself. It's not something a teacher should ever do, no matter how you're talked to, but you can see the pressures building up in the school systems. We've seen it when we went into the school systems, where students were calling teachers some things that you would never imagine. But the teachers, you can tell they're at a boiling point. Well, this teacher reached his, and of course, what he did got him arrested. And then sanctions being put back in place on Iran this week, and they're saying that some countries will be allowed to deal with the oil. China is one, Turkey is one. They'll still be able to buy oil from Iran. Of course, they're doing it through a different payment system. They're not looking to go through the petrodollar. And there's a system that's called the SWIFT banking system. And it's important you understand what this system is and how it's actually implemented. And it's kind of like a credit card service, if you could think about it that way. Imagine that each one of us have our country. And we go into swipe our credit cards into this system that takes money from every country. But imagine you go in one day and you go to swipe your card and you're told your country is not welcome here anymore. Your country doesn't work in our system. Well, how do you pay for things? Well, you can't. You're cut off from international trade. Now, they say in this, and you'll see RT reporting it, SWIFT did this, and SWIFT stands for Society for Worldwide Internet Financial Telecommunications. It's a quick way of paying for things internationally between countries and also businesses. They represent over 11,000 banks. But keep in mind, they're not a bank. They don't have money. They do transactions. They're the system where the transactions take place. But they were pressured, and it's being reported by the United States, because at first, SWIFT was not going to do this. The United States put pressure on them, and then they cut Iran off. But it's important to remember, who does Revelation 17:18 say rules over the kings of the earth? Remember, it's the woman that sits upon the seven hills. Of course, it's the Vatican. The Vatican rules over the kings of the earth, and they do whatever they say. Where the second beast even says, "Let us be like the first," or "Let us be like our teacher. Let us be like the one who leads us." And if you remember this picture right here, it wouldn't have mattered who won. They're both going to follow the one that sits upon the seven hills. They're going to follow after the leader of the kings of the earth. That's who directs and guides and gives implementation. And remember, the petrodollar is very important for the Vatican because they reap a lot of money from the United States. If you cut down the petrodollar, you cut down a lot of income that goes to the Vatican. And that's what they want. They want that money. That's one of the roots of evils. And if you ever doubt that the Vatican leads the United States, once again, go back and read what pastors brought about the Supreme Court. Remember, they're supposed to implement laws. Well, the laws they implement are of a different system. They're not of Yahweh's way. They're being led by the one who rules the other tree, the other tree that has a mixture of righteousness and evil. There's only two. There's not four or five. There's only two. And of course, if you're not led by Yahweh, you're led by the one that sits upon the seven hills. And then Moscow, very interesting. You can see Russia trying to align itself with China more, with Turkey more, with Syria more, with Iran more. They're trying to bring other countries in because they're trying to develop their own payment system outside of the SWIFT system so they can buy, sell, and their trade and not worry about sanctions. They can do what they want to do. So of all things, they held peace talks for Afghanistan. Now remember, the United States has been at war with Afghanistan for over 17 years. Well, they invited everyone, but the United States did not show up. But it was also reported that this last year, the United States dropped a record amount of bombs on Afghanistan once again. So here you have Russia trying to get people to see that this is not working, and then the United States still dropping bombs. But of course, no one has an answer for what's going on. They're trying to escape it, but they're not finding a way to escape. And while all this is going on, the World Health Organization brings out that 90% of the children in the world are breathing toxic air. Remember what Pastor said is in the air. You know, people want to blame cars going down the road or something like that, but the sins are in the air. They're in the environment. They're destroying children. And watch how it shows that sin is being suffered in the body from these young children, and they call the air toxic. That's how they refer to it. And of course, scientists, they never want to repent from sin because they are being led by the city that sits upon the seven hills. So they've come up with a new way for you and I to enjoy life and to enjoy eating so much better. They're going to now start editing the genes of what we eat. And they talk about cows. They're going to go into cows. Imagine that, a clean animal, which it's clean until you defile it. And they're going to go in and they're going to alter its genes because they think they shouldn't have horns. And then they want to go into pigs because they say the meat stinks. Well, of course it does. It's unclean. It's full of toxins. But they're going to design the pig to not reach puberty, so it will be able to bring forth so much more. And then vegetables. Think about this. Vegetables. They want to create vegetables so for you and I, they will last longer. When we buy them, we can just leave them on the counter. And they won't rot. Now think about what that's going to do for your digestive system. They're not going to want to break down. It's going to want to fight against you. But in all of this, pay attention to what's being said, because they're saying that Yahweh didn't know what he's doing. Did Yahweh say you had to do it that way? And at the very end, watch what they say. We're going to have to decide whether we change the animal or change the system. The world's going to soon see the system is what has to be changed. Yahweh made everything perfect. We as mankind have messed it up. The only way to fix it is to go back to the way that the one sent by Yahshua. He says, I sent my Malak to testify of these things, to follow what he says, and to put everything back the way Yahweh originally created it. At this time, if we could please play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
You're wonderful. Look at all back in. Praise Yahweh. They're all good, Yahweh. You might be seated. I love all of you. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Mixing the vegetables and the beef, I hope we don't have to experience that, but I'm thinking it'll take a while, but they're saying they're going to have it on the market in 1 year. But I'm thinking that maybe we'll see some results of it. But if this thing gets out, you know, this alone could wipe out humanity and our cattle and everything else. The spending of the Pentagon on war, I want you to write this down and study it. The Pentagon spends $250 million on war every day. $250 million a day. What else could we do with that money? Wow. 21st century Bibles and Bible history from 2000 to 2007. I don't know if anyone has brought this or not, but we're in history. I said we're in history. We're in the history books. Here's what it reads. 2008, February, Israel, Buffalo Bill, in parentheses, Hawkins, the founder of the House of Yahweh and publisher of the 1987 translation of the Old Testament, was arrested on 4 counts of bigamy that's what made us popular, remember? False charges brought against us, and all of them dismissed. No evidence, just charges. 20th century Bibles. This was a different history. This one probably written by K-Tab. 21st Century Bibles and Biblical History from 2002 to 2007. This one is 20th Century Bibles and Biblical History from 1900 to 1999. If I can find it here, where we're spoken of. This sermon today, if you listen to my words, you're going to be up there floating around with Yahweh. This is so wonderful what Yahweh has done in these last days. In 1987, the first edition of the Book of Yahweh, the Holy Scriptures, is published by House of Yahweh, Abilene, Texas, Israel Hawkins, pastor and overseer. A one-time Abilene policeman, formerly known as Buffalo Bill Hawkins. That is our history. This is a permanent part. There's a lot more history to it, too. We got the court records, too, that show our persecution. Still going on, but that's stars in our crown, as Yahweh says. You know, it's like being called a bad name. You know, I said, bring it on, man. It's what I told David Vernon when a man spit in his face one day, and I said, wow, what a blessing. I said, I would that could have occurred to me. Next day, he spit in my face. And I praised Yahweh. He hated the Sabbath. The man hated the Sabbath. And he said his wife was keeping the Sabbath and he didn't like it. Came here to kill us, by the way, but didn't get the job done. Now, here's what the government is doing. I just told you that we're spending $250 million a day. This says 1 million people in Iraq. This investigation comes to the conclusion that the war has directly or indirectly killed 1 million people in Iraq, 220,000 people in Afghanistan, 80,000 in Pakistan, a total of around 1.3 million, not including in this figure the allergies that we're having to breathe and clean it out of our eyes and ears. This is what we're breathing, the wars from coming over here. Let's see, 1.3 million, not included in the figure, is further war zones such as Yemen. I think that's the only thing I needed to read from that one. This one, U.S. has spent $5.9 trillion on war since 2001, study shows. I can't get it in my head. There's no way I can get $1 trillion in my head. Try it. It's impossible. I can get 1 cent. But it's hard to get that $1 trillion. And that is 5.900 trillion. 5.900 trillion. Vatican mourns of financial ticking time bomb ready to explode. And I'm sure that the Pope is going to be the one to pull the trigger and take the blame. But it's the Vatican. They slip up and let it be known every once in a while. Total death count due to conflict, 500,000. Civilians, 2018, count 4,759. 10,204 civilians killed in Syria in 2017. What I just read you was the cost of war. As you total it up, it even gets bigger than that. Now, this is big pharmaceuticals, warfare on humanity, dwarfs the number of victims killed by all world wars and acts of terrorism combined. Total, 84,348,603. 18 chemistry, man, this keeps getting deeper. While they're doing that, and the scripture shows that they would be doing that in this time period, the house of Yahweh, as you just heard me read in history, has developed a book of Yahweh that I'm going to show you in history and prophecy, that this book of Yahweh we're holding in your hands right now, or laying in front of you, is going to be used throughout all eternity. It's going to be used throughout all eternity. It's going to be used throughout all eternity to teach and train the entire universe in peace. Now, that's what we're working at right now. Every single person in this room that's got a job, I don't care if it's pushing a broom, cleaning a bathroom, whatever job you got, you're part of this work of producing this book of Yahweh. If I had to go back to cleaning bathrooms, I would, but I wouldn't get the book of Yahweh finished. But I used to do it, and I took, I rather delighted in it that I had a job. And Others have taken my place in some of those fields. I used to cook for everyone for the Sabbath. Did you know that? I used to clean their toilets after they left. Yes. I didn't mind at all. In the homestead, in the mobile home sanctuary, and in the permanent built sanctuary and on TNP Lane, I don't remember doing it here. I think we had a lot of people, that a lot of workers, and they all pushed me out. But to me, that was a star in my crown. But you brothers and sisters and children, you're stars in my crown that I'm going to present to Yahweh. Hopefully I'll be over emotions by that time. Maybe I won't be. Maybe I'll get a body that won't be emotional, won't tear up. The reach out program, Russia is in top five of receivers, of readers. Now, this was in October 26th, Moshe 18, 2018. This one was in Moshe 25, 2018. Total headlines, 346,108. Bulgaria, a country that borders Turkey, is in the top five places. This one is 11-16, 2018. Bulgaria and Germany is in the top five locations. So you can see we're getting to the ends of the earth. We're reaching the ends of the earth with this. We're tops on Google. With the article, "Stop Shunning the Bible and Watch Your Blessings." Watch for blessings, and it pretty well covers the I hate to give away everything to the enemy. So, but anyway, we're covering the earth right now. And I want to start and on this. This is so fascinating. I cried halfway through this, and sometimes I'd have to shut down, hope it doesn't start again. From gladness, from, you know, seeing Yahweh's hand in action. And in all of this work that he's doing here in the last days through a small group of people. I want you to turn over to Revelations 5, and we'll pick up here where the great deacons and the elder that we have bringing the gematria and the hidden codes, where they left off. They didn't get finished. The work that I've assigned them, I don't think you can finish it. I think it just keeps going on and on. But now it's helping. This is helping to correct the scriptures, of course. And the King James Version that we inherited, if my memory serves me right, was write this date down and check it out. But it's 1782. That was the first complete King James Version. It's important that you have this. That's 200 years. 200 years. You remember 1982? 200 years before the house of Yahweh was established. That's in history too. And of course, all rights to that name. There's a lot of people wants to steal the name now that the House of Yahweh, that Yahweh has made it famous through the work of a small group of people, brought forth the Book of Yahweh, the same group of people. But here in Revelation 5, in verse 1, we see a book talked about. Now, we got scroll there, and I don't want to spend too much time explaining this about the scroll, but this should have been book. This should have been book, and I'll show you why if you'll pay close attention. If you don't pay attention now, if you sit there piddling around, you won't listen to this, and you're going to miss out. And this could give you a big boost in the kingdom. It depends on what job you want in the kingdom. You know, if you want to be a slave and rule with somebody standing over you to make sure you did your job with a smile on your face, that's what you can get. But it's your choice today. So get what I'm saying. Pay close attention. And I saw in his... I'll get it. Help me, Yahweh. And I saw in his right hand, in the right hand of him who sat upon the throne, we got scroll, should have been book, written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. You didn't get much of that, did you? Then I saw a mighty messenger proclaiming with a loud voice this book. That's the reason he named it. Who is worthy to open the scrolls and to release the seals? Well, of course, if you remember all the scriptures that I've brought on this, you'll know that Yahshua qualified for this. He loved righteousness more than he loved evil. He loved learning of righteousness. He was started from youth up learning righteousness. The only place you're going to find it is here in this book of Yahweh. Yahshua had the inside scope on this because all the prophets' work before him were gathered at the place where he said, I've got to go and be a part of my Father's business. His family went there regularly and took him and taught him from the writing of the prophets. Book 2, the foundation of the apostles, was not written yet. Wasn't written and finished till 96, as was brought out this morning, with flying colors and gematria numbers that come back to us. 1074 comes right back to this group right here that would bring forth this book in the last days. Well, I saw in the right hand of him who sat upon the throne a scroll written inside. Now, what's the difference in a book and a scroll? If you ever saw a scroll, the first real scroll that I saw was in Israel in 1982, and I told everybody about this, and it was open to Isaiah 5. And you could plainly see the name Yahweh in Hebrew. And that's what it was written in. These were the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they had one displayed in Israel in the museum there. And I told everybody about seeing that. Emotions. I tell you, it gets to be a curse sometimes. And when I saw that scroll, I just braced myself on the, it was enclosed in glass. You couldn't touch it. The only thing you could touch was the wooden part. It's about so wide like this, and I laid my hands on it. At that time, before that time, Jacob and I started learning Hebrew, and we knew a little from the past, but we started taking lessons in Hebrew. And of course, this was ancient Hebrew that I was looking at on that scroll, and that's what we wrote the book. Can we avoid the next Holocaust? I believe, was that it? Okay, and we took it to Israel. We wrote it in Hebrew, and had it printed in Hebrew, and we got it there and got it set up for the World Fair there in Jerusalem. And lo and behold, they couldn't read it. It was ancient Hebrew, and they couldn't read that anymore. United States, the English. You know, it advances, and it gets to where you're calling the, and all these other things, you know. But the words change. And they could read it, but they had trouble reading it. So we reprinted that whole thing and republished the whole thing and gave it back to them then. And this was passed out in Israel. A lot of these went to Ashdod. If you remember the prophecies about Ashdod, publish it in Ashdod. Ashdod, remember? That's a military base. Well, it's there. If you go there to the library, you'll find our books, and you'll find the book of Yahweh, too. It's a wonder they let it stay there, but they did. Yahweh put it there, and it's staying there so far. And that's been several years ago. Well, what makes a difference in a scroll? A scroll, it's written, and then it's rolled up. The outside is not printed. It's not printed except on one side. That's a scroll. Then it's rolled up, and when it's rolled up, you can't see any writing when it's rolled up and sealed. All you see is the outside of the scroll, which nothing is on. You got that? It's very important you understand this. What we're seeing right here, look at it closely now. Let me point something out to you. What you're seeing here is, you're seeing a book with pages written on both sides, if you study. There you go. There you go. You're seeing pages that's written on both sides here, and it's worded to where you can understand it if somebody points it out to you, but you'd never catch it otherwise. And after I saw what was going on here, I checked it in every word. I went to checking it back and forth and in other versions and so forth. But it's they called it scroll. As Yehuda brought out, it means book, and the authorities say it should have been book. A scroll written. This is a prophecy that was written in 96 AY. It didn't get to the house of Yahweh. The first printing of the King James Version got to me in my early years. Dad and mother had it. And then Dad, at that time, was building brush arbors and inviting preachers out from town to come and preach in the brush arbors. And they, in turn, would bring Bibles and give out in that area. That was one of the things that Dad asked them to do, to give out Bibles so everybody could have a Bible. Because they were getting them free, and I think it was the British Bible Association that was sending them out to the preachers, and we were getting them free. And I think that's how I got mine. Mother presented me with it. And so the King James Version, the complete King James Version. And that didn't come out but 200 years before the house of Yahweh was established. 200 years. Now, if you think about, first off, I want to call to your remembrance the dinosaur press that I worked on in college that I learned to print books on. This was done with lead, with melted lead, with carved out letters, very tediously carved out letters in a mold. We'd melt the lead, the hot lead would run down in this rack, and it would make a line of words about 3 inches long. You place them one after another on a thing that clamped them in, and you could put several sheets of paper on that press. The press was about the size of a train engine. It was big, took up most of that big room, and then you would run the ink over a roller. The roller would roll over this lead print, and then the paper would come across it and be pressed down against it, and that's how things were printed. It was a very slow and tedious process, but we put out in that college, and I was part of it. I wanted to learn it, and we put out a magazine there that I also helped in writing and putting together. Even the stapling and everything, I helped with it. I wanted to learn to print for some reason. I didn't have a press, but I desired to learn how to run a press. It came in handy later. As you saw, the A.B. Dick, Yahweh had thousands of years ago. Think about this. What a miracle this is. Thousands of years before this, Yahweh put it in the gematria, that number, showing that we would be using that when the time came. when we bought that A.B. Dick press, that wasn't all we had to learn. We were doing it with copiers before that, and it was slow and was burning out a copier a month. But when we bought that A.B. Dick press, we also had to set up a dark room. So I had to learn to develop film. And I had never learned that, but I did. I learned it. I developed these films, and then I would burn them on a plate, and I'd give the plate to David Yehuda, and he would start replacing the missing letters. It was slow and tedious, that part, too. And do we still have that press?
Yes,
praise Yahweh. I'm glad. We're going to open up a museum in the kingdom. So then see what all we went through to get this book of Yahweh. But anyway, back to Revelations here, 5 now. I saw a book written inside and on the back. It wasn't written on the back of the book. The book was sealed up and you couldn't see anything. But in a scroll, when it's sealed up, you can't see anything at all. Then it was sealed with 7 seals. Now, 7, that should tell you when that book was going to be used. 7, the 7th mallet. Remember, 10, we'll get to that later. But I want to show you the... I know I've got a copy of the King James Version. Here we go. Don't worry, I didn't lose it. The King James Version in this, I'll read it word for word. And I was in the right, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, B-O-O-K, written within and on the backside. That's the way a book is. It's not blank on one side. It's written on this side and on the back side, the pages. Praise Yahweh. Within and on the back side, sealed with seven seals. When Yahshua is the only one that could open these seals. And when the seventh Moloch speaks, the great secrets of Yahweh will be revealed. That's what Revelation 10:7 says. Now, the Amplified Bible is different. It says, "And I saw lying on the open hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll," and then it's got parentheses, "book," written within and on the backside, then closed and sealed with seven seals. I'd like for you to turn over to Yekiskia. I think that's second chapter. You've got to have this information. You've got to have this information to go with this other. You got to have the prophets. Then you got to have the apostles also. It's written here a little and there a little. If you look at Yekiskia 2 and in verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10, we'll read that first. "Then I looked and saw," this is a prophecy now, but it's written as though Yekiskia was doing this himself. But not so. If you know what Yekiskia did, he went out and warned the people, no publishing at all. It wasn't there at that time. But he went out and sat in the street and got attention in several ways. Then he told the whole house of Israel, "You stiff-necked, rebellious fools, you resist Yahweh's righteousness. All of this evil is coming on you because of this." And that was the message of Moshe also. No, he didn't teach. Moshe didn't get them to teach the laws. Yahweh already told Moshe, "This is a stiff-necked and rebellious people. They won't obey these laws." They proved this. They turned back to Coptic Catholicism, as is shown in Leviticus 18, the first three verses. Then Leviticus 18 shows what brings these problems on. Same thing they're still doing today. They're fixing to take STDs and put them in your food supply. You're going to get a mighty concoction brew of all of these witches that is fooling around with your vegetables and meat, and you're going to get it all in one dose. STDs has come down through the years. There's an article out, and I'm not going to read it, but it shows that, came out 2 weeks ago, it shows that when a mother, if a mother has practiced something in her life, practiced evil in her life, it shows that the daughters have this bred into them in the genes. And the daughters have this to overcome. Yekiskia showed this now, and you got to remember this. Yekiskia showed that if you can understand this evil, and you say, "I don't want to go the way of my father, I don't want to do the evil that my father did," and you repent, and you say, "I'm going to live righteously," you can do it. Then you can put in your genes, praise Yahweh, you can put in your genes righteousness. The father and mother, the grandfather and grandmother, the great-grandfather and great-grandmother, all practiced righteousness, on Yahshua's side. Yahshua's breeding. It was stacked up perfectly. It had to be, or he would have had it in there and been tempted to sin. He could have chose against it. But he didn't have to. It was Yahweh guarded that bloodline and brought it down in spite of all that Satan was doing with the 12 tribes of Israel. Yahweh still brought that bloodline down to Yahshua step by step. And Yahshua was born, lived a sinless life, and was able at that time to... I know you're hearing that phone, but that thing rings all the time, by the way. Praise Yahweh. That's probably someone in Germany trying to call me and thank me for this wonderful program that we got going there right now. They're in the top five. But Moshe, he didn't publish this stuff. He read it. He taught it from Yahweh. And Yahweh said, don't think that these people are going to keep these laws. They're stiff-necked and rebellious. They're not going to keep these laws at all. But at the same time, he brought certain seed through, and it was illegal for Satan to touch it. And Satan tried to touch it, and the microorganisms turned away from them and brought the curse upon them, and they died. Now, that went on throughout the scriptures. I've pointed it out to you before. He guarded that bloodline and would not let it be touched by Satan at all. And I looked and I saw a hand set forth towards me. Then I looked, verse 9, then I looked and I saw a hand set forth toward me, and lo, in it was a written book. A written book. Now get this. And he opened it before me, and its front and back were covered with writings. Now this is a prophecy. They didn't have it back then. The first book that we have any record of at all, including the Bibles, didn't come until after Yahshua. After Yahshua. Now, there was one, they said, in the first century where they taped some pages together and wrote them on both sides. But the ones that we have absolute record of and was done publishing, which means printed on both sides. And the way they described this printing was the same thing that I described to you that I learned in college. This was made with wood pallets with lead melted inside, carved out letters. They painted the ink upon it and pressed the paper down against it. It was a long and tedious job, and it had to be somewhat accurate in order to get this done. Covered with writing, written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe. Well, that comes in Revelations. It comes with the greatest time of trouble ever. Look back to verse 3 in chapter 2. This is what Yekiskia was sent out to preach. He didn't have a book of Yahweh. The book of Yahweh wasn't even written. The prophets were writing this at that time. Yekiskia was writing Yekiskia at that time. They didn't have the book of Yahweh. They only had certain things that Yahweh would tell them to tell, which he tells in this chapter right here. I can prove what I'm saying here. Well, look at verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation, that have rebelled against me, they and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. Does that sound like they kept the laws? No. And they, whether they will listen or whether they will not, for they are a rebellious, disobedient house, will yet know that there has been a prophet among them, speaking to them. Look at verse 2. So I opened my mouth. He told him to look at verse 1 of verse chapter 3. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this book, should be book, and go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me this book to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your bowels with the book that I gave you. So I did eat, and in my mouth it was like honey for sweetness. And he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel now and speak with my words, the laws and the prophets. No, we got laws and prophets there. But the warning, he gives Yekiska a warning here and tells him exactly what to say. My words, speak my words to them. This is a part of the book of Yahweh, of course, that he had to speak to them. Look at verse 7. But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me, for all the house of Israel are imprudent and stubborn. Verse 9, do not be afraid of them. They're rebellious. Last two words, rebellious house. Verse 11, speak to them. Speak to them. Doesn't say anything about reading this to them, but speak to them. Then the Spirit lifted me up. Now, get this, really get this. The Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thundering noise saying, blessed be the glory of Yahweh with his ordained. Did you get that? And you should understand this right here, what he's saying. He's speaking of us right here. And this book that he is showing you, and the prophecy that this is going to be eaten and proclaimed. A great crowd here. A great thundering noise saying, all over the world, this is going forth right now. It can go to every living room, every basement, wherever you got a computer, wherever you got a television set, wherever you got a newspaper that carries it. Blessed be the glory of Yahweh with his ordained. With his ordained. Hold your place right there and turn over to Isaiah. Isaiah 45, isn't it? Isaiah 45. Here's what he's speaking of. Isaiah 45. 44 gives the two witnesses. And the time when this will be going out, the message from the book of Yahweh, of course. Isaiah 45, verse 1. This is what Yahweh says to his anointed. Ordained. To his ordained. For uprightness. This is how uprightness is going to come to the world. For he was anointed for uprightness, to bring it to the world, whom I have taken by the right hand to subdue nations. Subdue, that is teach. That word there means to teach. Subdue, it's it just means to teach and to explain. to subdue nations, bringing them from evil to righteousness before him. Yes, the strength of kings I will reveal to open the doors before him, and the gates will not be shut. The gates will not be shut. The gates that we're using right now, Yahweh says they won't be shut. There's movements trying to shut these gates right now. I don't know if you noticed it in the news. There's movements trying to. They're suing them. They're filing charges against them. But the word of Yahweh is still going out through those gates. I will go before you, those who are being honored. I will make their way straight. That's the house of Yahweh. Those who are being honored right now. Honored, spreading your name. They may be bringing sarcastic things against you, but that's an honor. That should be held to you, and you should be given thanks for it. That's an honor to you. They did the same thing to the Savior, remember? Don't feel bad because you suffer persecution. Our Savior suffered it too. That's what one of the apostles said. Being honored, I will make their way straight. That's what he's doing to you right now, making your way straight, if you will let it be. The gates of bronze I will break down. Them gates of bronze, you know, that could be the printing press, the publication, the bronze that is used in broadcasting. This is used in almost everything we do now, in radios, televisions, and so forth, internets and so forth. Gates of bronze I will break down, and the bars of iron I will cut. I will give to you the treasures of darkness, that is, the hidden treasures, the things I just showed you in Revelation. These are hidden treasures of the book of Yahweh that would be brought by a small group of people. I haven't read you half of it yet. He explains this in detail and then puts it in the gematria to back it up. I will give to you the treasures of darkness and the riches of the secret places, so you may know that I, Yahweh. Now, it gives you all of this, so you may know that I, Yahweh, who calls you by name, am the Father of Israel. That's Yahweh is the Father of Israel. Not the gods, but Yahweh. For Jacob, that's my brother, is a great Kohan brought out and brought it to my memory, his date of death. The date of his death, 88. And I said, that was 1 year after I published the book of Yahweh. 1 year later. And I can't remember, but I don't think. Well, I'll bring that information later if it comes to me. For Jacob, my servant's sake, Jacob was my brother, and Israel, my chosen, my ordained. Again, that word means ordained. And I call you by your name, Jacob, and I surname you, Israel, though you did not recognize that it was me. Remember, he spoke my name from the bowels of my mother, from a one-year-old child. I am Yahweh, and there is no other apart from me. No other power. No, the gods are nothing. They're worthless. They're helpless. They're ignorant. They're fools. They had the tree of life. They had the tree of life, but they chose evil. You can't have both. One pushes the other one out. Yeshua said, you can't serve two masters. You'll hate one and love the other one, or you'll push one aside and serve the other one. You can't do it. Get that in your mind. You can't be righteous and evil. Your fruit will be. I just told you this a while ago. If you'll get the message now, When you practice evil, you're going to breathe that into your child. When the child is born, it don't stop with you. It's the same thing he's saying here. I am Yahweh. There is no other apart from me. He's the only righteous. He's a perfect example of our righteousness. That's what Yahshua said. I will strengthen you with this knowledge, though you did not know that it was me. So, get this, so that they may know from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. We couldn't do that, brethren, without the book of Yahweh. Did you realize that? This is what it's speaking of. He's giving us these things. It is a wonderful, mighty thing what we're doing here with this book of Yahweh. This that we put scroll, but it's the book of Yahweh. Well, back to Yekiska now, 3 and verse 7. O house of Israel, will not listen to you, Yekiska. You can go and warn them, but they won't listen to you. Yekiska went before them, where they met, where they preached, where they kept the feast, and so forth. He went before them, and he told them these things. He lay down in the courtyard on the right side, and then on the left side. Now, he had this, that he could use, but he didn't have the book of Yahweh. Do not be afraid. That's it for prophecy for our time. Do not be afraid of this rebellious nation. Verse 11, speak to them. Verse 12, then the Spirit of Yahweh lifted me up, and I heard behind me the great house of Yahweh is what he heard right here. The ordained work, he heard this and heard it in action. Now, verse 13, I also heard the noise of the wings, that is, wings of the of living creatures. This is a quartet. It's shown in Revelation. The four living creatures. This is a time of the four living creatures. We're running abreast with them. It's also the time of the 666. At its full strength. It's also the time when the sin is at its peak, in its full strength, where he gives us this book written on one side, written on both sides. The pages are printed on both sides. The first King James Version, the first full King James Version, came out in 1782, 200 years before the house of Yahweh was established. Now, if you think about this and the time span that it took to print these and get them out first in the cities, in the big cities, that was where they always go first, and then start distributing them out. Yahweh had it planned to have it in Oklahoma in 1934. The reason I say 1934, I know my mother was reading this to me when I was in the womb of my mother. That was one of the things she practiced with every child. Verse 13, mother had 9 babies. Quite a number, right? 9 babies. She did this by herself. There was one time that Dad had to help her to the bed. Then she ran him out. She did it by herself. 9 babies. History shows that the early days, women would go to the garden, taking maybe some extra clothes or something with them. They'd go to the garden, Then they'd disappear into the woods. They'd come back with a baby. All done alone. When I was in the police academy, they taught us to deliver babies. And that's the first time I ever got near it. But they told us to deliver babies. And I said, well, this is nothing to it. I mean, stand by and watch. Don't make a big deal out of it. And for heaven's sakes, don't spread your nakedness. Get away from this kind of stuff. Start thinking on what I'm saying now, because it's important that you do. You need to get away from exposing nakedness, which the hospitals do this all the time. That's all I'm going to say right now. I hope I don't have to say any more. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures. That's the quartet that we see in Revelation 6. That touch one another, and the noise of the wheels alongside the wheels alongside them, and the noise of a great rushing, sound like a jet airplane, doesn't it? Great rushing noise, all in the same time period that he sees this book that is written on both sides. As Gematria also points out that, I know my time's up. I've got so much more to cover on this, but maybe I could take you just for a little bit. Let's go back over to Isaiah 34, because this is what it's talking about right here, Isaiah 34. I won't keep you long, Rio Chiquina. Isaiah 34 now, and y'all can be studying this later, and then it will help the next broadcast. But Isaiah 34:16, search out the book of Yahweh and read, not one of these prophecies. And now, that's what the Amplified Bible says. Not one of these prophecies will be neglected. Not one of these we have, the book of Yahweh has, will be neglected. But it is talking about the prophecies. For it is written, not one of them will be neglected. Do you get the next part? For it is written. Because it's written, it won't be neglected. It's written. Now, if you think of all the implications there, when it's written down, it's holding you to that writing. That writing is not going to change. Nothing is going to change. You can't change it. There's a curse in the last two verses of Revelation 22. You can't. Nobody can change it. It's perfect as it is. Don't change it. The changes we're making is where they changed it themselves and we're putting it back the way it was. Now, we don't have this completed, but Yahweh knows this, but he knows, and I'll show you this, we're going to be using this book throughout all eternity. Not one of these will be neglected because it is written. It is written because it's written. It's written down. It can't be changed. They changed it. Yes, and Yahweh allowed them to do so and showed them exactly who would. Someone with stammering lips and then another language would bring a work and put this back into the house of Yahweh and in history, American history. Yahweh is their shepherd. The shepherd of this work that is going on, they shall not want, for his mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yahweh himself has gathered this book and put it together for you. Now, all of 34 has to do with this book. Come near and hear, you nations. That's verse 1. Come near and hear. Look at verse 4. And all the host of heaven will be dissolved in this time period, the time of this book right here, the putting it together, where you can read it on both sides. The book of Yahweh. Notice that the host of heaven will be dissolved in this time period. That's what Yahshua said to also. Dissolved. And the heavens will be rolled together like a scroll. The sun will be totally darkened and the moon. And their host will fall down. Move on down to verse 8. And it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, you know. Now here's one thing that they did that we're correcting throughout the whole scripture. Yahweh is not vengeful. He has never been that way, and he tells you don't be. That's retaliation. Vengeance, retaliation, that's what Cain had. That's the way of the gods. And I think David brought that this morning, did he not? Isaiah 34:2. No, Revelations. He didn't bring it. He will next week. He will next time we speak. And gives a copy of the authorities that to back us up in this correct translation. We're not doing this on our own. We're actually using dictionaries. We're using what they trust in, but they don't use. They go their own way. The vengeance. It's not about Yahweh's vengeance. It's Yahweh's set judgment. It's written, as we just read. They're written down for you, so you won't go that way. And the year of recompense for the controversy, year of recompense for the controversy of, did you get that last word? Get it. Read it for yourself. That last word of verse 8. That's what's taking place right now with President Trump. Read it. Understand it, please. This will help you immensely to understand that this time period that we're in and the work that we are doing right now, this work that we're doing right now, it includes the time period and the things the president is doing, President Trump is doing. You see that? The controversy of, isn't that beautiful? The same time period, and we're coming forth with a book written on both sides of the sheet that wasn't available any other time period except this time period. The scrolls came before it. It was on papers, which deteriorated rapidly. The papers did. Paper does too. It don't last forever, but last longer than the papers, a lot longer. But when they started the printing press, that's what brought forth this book written on both sides of the page. You see that? Keep that in your mind. That's the book of Yahweh that Yahweh has gathered. Yahweh has gathered. He taught us to print it. Did you know we printed this book? We printed this book. Did you know what we first printed it on? It's just brought out today in the Gematria at number. The number on that press. Yahweh showed you that you would be using it. You're part of it. Everyone here, brethren, is part of this work. We're going as a team. We're going together into Yahweh's kingdom. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn this over to the next speaker. I love you!